Wearing Paper Dresses, written by Anne Brinsden and read by Danielle Carter. Chapter 1.
It's not ever going to be easy for you, Elise, Life had warned Marjorie's mother. I'm sorry, but you can't have everything. I have given you things which are so marvellous they could topple you over. My job, therefore, is to make sure you are well balanced with hard things. It whispered as it went about gathering for Elise those particular terrors of hers. Not that Marjorie really knew anything about that early on, because what could Elise tell of such things to those small, naive daughters of hers? So far as Marjorie was concerned, there was nothing rickety back then. Those years were jammed full of steadiness. "Sing us a going to sleep song, please, Mum," her big sister Ruby would ask when Elise was tucking them into bed. And Elise would do just that. She hardly ever said no. She would sit herself down on the end of someone's small bed with its smooth down chenille bedspread. Those grey eyes would look at each of the two girls in turn. Elise would smile and she would drift off as she sang the Skyboat Song, or Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, or Nessun Dorma, or I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen, or Non Je Ne Regrette Rien. But those small girls were also drifting off, so they weren't in any position to notice their drifting mother. These were the years when the city was soft and placid, and the three of them were at the kitchen table with the lace curtains moving gently and the door open to the backyard vegetable patch. When Elise had her wooden drawing box on the table and the pencils and charcoals and pens and papers were spread in the sweet disorder of creation. "Sit still, Marjorie," Elise would say, her eyes studying Marjorie perched on the other side of the Laminex table. "I can't draw you if you keep wriggling. Why can't you sit still like Ruby?" There was never any drifting there with the pencils and paper. Or when the distant salty haze swaddled their late Sunday mornings and their house shimmered with the smell of a fresh brew. "Elise, your coffee's ready," Marjorie's father would be calling down the hallway to her parents' bedroom, where Ruby and Marjorie were tiny and contented in that big bed on either side of their mother. Where Marjorie could hear the distant trams, comfortable in their clattering and calling, and the air all around slow and secure from the smell of coffee and warming asphalt and clanking, stinking garbage tins holding their carefully rolled damp newspaper offerings, waiting patiently for the pre-dawn Monday morning garbo run.